Okay. Good morning, Yashok. The two of you have dragged your weary bones here in the dark and the rain and everything else. It's serious nefesh, which I certainly appreciate. Okay, so we are on the bottom, I guess, of Chesma Bey's top of Testament Aleph. So the Gemara talks about, let's pick up with the Gemara. I guess it makes most sense to run back quickly by the Tanya, by the Braisa, which is nine lines from the bottom of Chesem Beis, so even though probably did this already, but just we'll just close here quickly. So Tanya, Reishuim ben Yochai Omar pa'amim she'odem kori krishma shtei pa'amim belayla achas kodem she'yalo mun ha'shachar v'achas le'achar she'yalo amun ha'shachar v'yotzi ben yidei chavaso. And that if you do that way, one before Amud HaShachar, one afterwards, so you fulfill the obligation, Acha Shal Yom V'Acha Shal Laila, so then you're able to Yotze Krishma even of Yom when you're doing that. So Hagufa Kasha, it's a problem. It's an internal problem. So Amras Pamim Sha'adim Kari Krishma Shtei Pamim B'Laila. Alma Li Acha Shiyala Amud HaShachar Laila Hu, that's still considered to be nighttime. V'Hadar Tane Yotze V'Dechavaso Acha Shal Yom V'Acha Shal Laila. So Alma, if you can fulfill the mitzvah Krishma after a little Amud HaShachar, and you can fulfill mitzvah Krishma of Yom, so Alma Yomamahu, that's actually seems like it's daytime. So which one is it? So Lo Liolam Lailahu, after Amud HaShachar, before Netzachama, which feels like it's around now, sort of at this moment. So in reality, that is Lailahu. I'm sorry. So Lo Liolam Lailahu V'Had Dekari LeYom. The Ika Inshi the Kaimi Behi Shaisa, because there are people, as we are living proof, who get up at that time of day. So even though technically it's night, but one can fulfill the mitzvah of Bishakha Uvkumecha by saying Krishma Boker. So Amar Vacha Barchanina, Amar Yeshuvan Levi, Halacha Rabbi Yeshuvan Ben Yochai, namely this last opinion, this is you can fulfill both of the evening and the morning. Ika Tamasi Laha, Dor Vacha Barchanina Ha. No, but it's sort of the flip side of that price. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Pamim Sha'adam Kori Krishma, Shtei Pamim Bayom, Achas Kodem HaNetzachama, V'Achas Li'achar HaNetzachama, V'Yotzei Bahen Yidei Chavaso, Achas Shoyom, V'Achas Shalayla. So this is sort of the same situation as before, but it's a little pushed backwards, right? One is before Nates, one is after Nates, as opposed to before. One was before Amud HaShachar, one was after Amud HaShachar. So the Gemara says, this is an internal stira. Okay, so Gemara says, Lo Diolam Yamamahu. Even before Nates, it's still considered to be day. V'hai dekaru lei laila. The Ika Inshi, the Ganu Bahi Shaisa. The reason that we call before Nate's nighttime is because there's some people, the Ika Inshi, the Ganu Bahi Shaisa. Some people are still asleep at that hour of the day. It's because some people are still asleep before Nate's Achama, therefore we can still say that it is B'Shachbucha. But what was very clear, by the way, is that the average person used to wake up, you know, really early. If you were agriculturally based and you had to sort of be out in the field, you know, clearly they're saying that there are some people who still might be asleep before Nate Sachama. I mean, the average person was not that way, and therefore, yeah. So, okay, so Amar Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So this is maybe perhaps where we say that Rabbi Shimon goes on. So, Halacha Rabbi Shimon, Shamar Mishum Rabbi Akiva. I mean, this second sort of iteration of this brisa, so we go like that opinion of Rabbi Shimon and the name of Akiva. So Amar Zeir Bovachlo Yomar Hashkivenu. Meaning, even if you take a look at the second line of Rashi, Bovachlo Yomar Hashkivenu, Hakori Krishma Shalaila Shacharis, Samach Lamad Hashachar. Means this person who is saying Krishma, you know, basically at the end of the night by Shacharis. Right before Amud HaShachar, Lo Yomar Hashkivenu, She'in Od Zman Techila Shchiva, El Zman Sov Shchiva. Right? Hashkivenu is talking about you're going to sleep. So even though you're Yotzei Krishma Sholayla, we can't say, oh, you're actually going to sleep then. Right? So therefore, to say Hashkivenu for that person who's saying Krishma like 4:30, 5 o'clock, 5:30 in the morning, you can't say Hashkivenu for that person. Kiyatar of Yitzchak by Yosef Amar, Had Rabbi Achab Rabbi Chanina, Amar Yishman Levi, Lav Beferish Itmar. To say that this shita, the Kviyotze Krishma B'Laila, Even after Amud HaShachar, right before Amud HaShachar, Lav Beferish Itmar, Rabbi Shimon Levi didn't say that explicitly, El Michlala Itmar. There is a story, and from that story, we seem to imply that Rabbi Shimon Levi is makel to say Kriyishma B'Laila, even sort of so late. What's the story? Dahi Zuga Durbanan. We're very sort of explicit about this. Sometimes when these things happen, you don't sort of say it so explicitly. You're like, well, they had a long night. But this Zug de Rabbanan, the Shtakar Behilula de Breda Yeshua ben Levi, they went to the wedding of the son of Yeshua ben Levi, and they became intoxicated. So also the Kamed Yeshua ben Levi, so when they woke up, and it was, I guess, like right after Amud HaShachar, they went to Yeshua ben Levi, and they said, Kedaihu Yeshua ben Lusmachala b'shas adachak. So Yeshua ben Levi said, well, you can still rely on the position of Yeshua ben Yochai, namely you can say Kriyishma Belaila, even though it's already after Amud HaShachar. So here we see that he probably held like that, Shita l'halacha Yeshua ben Yochai. Anybody see anything amazing about this story? Yeshua ben Yochai made the wedding night before.
He used to love.
And they asked him to Shaila right after Amud HaShachar. You think he'd be the last person that would be around for Pesach Halacha, but hey, probably the weddings were different, and these people were different, you know. The day after we made Ahuva's wedding, you probably stumbled out of bed at, 10 o'clock in the morning at some point. But okay, so maybe just pull back for a second, back to the Mishnah, the initial Mishnah, just to sort of catch up on a few lines. So Rabbi Leo Omer Achiyal Amud HaShachar, right? So Masa Ubanav Mi Beis HaMishnah. So Amrulo Lo Karinu Eshma. So we haven't said Krishma yet. Amr Lohem, Imlo Allah Lom Nashachar, Chayav Natam Likros. Okay? So Lo Zubavad Amru. So he didn't, or they only didn't only say that. Ela Kol Mash Amr Chachamim Archatzos, Mitzvosan Achi Alom Nashachar, Hector Chelovim Vivar, Mitzvosan Achi Alom Nashachar, Vichol Nechol Nayom Echad, Mitzvosan Achi Alom Nashachar. Imkain Lomar Chachamim Archatzos. Okay, so just we're going to sort of need all that fresh in our minds when we do the rest of this Amud. So Mas says Shabo Banav Shabu Gamliel. Okay, so Verhashta. This is actually I think what either Chol or one of the two of you mentioned when we did the Mishnah. Verhashta Lo Shmielu Had Rabbi Gamliel. What do you mean? His own kids didn't know his shita about Kriyishma. You can say until Amud HaShachar. So why are they sort of asking that question? So I find this discussion fascinating. So Hachi Kamri Lei Rabbanan. So Hachi Kamri Lei. So this is what his children were telling Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbanan Pligi Ilavach V'yachad V'rabim Halachak Rabim. Isn't that what you say the Midaraisa that the Chachamim say that the Shita Midaraisa is Chatzos, and if the Shita Chachamim is Chatzos, so then this would be the Rabim disagreeing with you, our father, Rabbi Gamliel. Okay, so oh, Dilma Rabbanan Kabasechas Firlahu. The Chacham really hold like you that you can say Kriyishma even until the morning, until Amud HaShachar. V'hai Dekamri Ad Chatzos Kli Laharchik Ad Demin Havera. Right, this is before the writing of the Mishnah. So we don't. They didn't know what the reasoning behind the Chachamim were. That was only a Gezerah. They're saying, is this a Shita L'Chachila or B'dievet? In other words, right? What's interesting about this discussion? At least in my mind. I mean, if in theory the Chachamim held that Kriyishma is only to Chatzos, and then we have Rabbim versus the Yachid, we would not pass them like our father, Rabbi Gamliel, rather we would sort of be forced to go like the Shita of the Chachamim, right? Which is interesting. Like, you probably wouldn't have that Bizmanenu, where the children of a certain whatever goes like everyone else. You would go like the father, but obviously that's not the case over here. Okay? So Amar Lahu, Rabbanan Kavasi Sfir Lahu. So Rabbi Gamliel says, no. The Chachamim really hold like me. Namely, they can say Kriyishma all night. The Chayovin Atem. And therefore, because really everybody agrees that Midarais to the Mitzvah until Moshachar, therefore Chayovin Atem. The Hayd Kamri Achazos, the Harakagod Minavero. Sort of what the Mishnah says. Just an interesting comment pointed out by, I think, Rashi. So Rashi says, Rabbanan Pligi Ilavech. Actually, you know what? So only Rashi, they hold like me, Kavasi. This is about almost halfway down the Amud Rashi. So Kavasi Tzvirlu, V'chayavin Atam L'kros Garsinon, V'lo Garsinon Mutarim. Right? We don't paskin, we don't say the word that it's mutter for you to say Kriyishma, even though it's was by Muda Shachar. That feel shalob is manon bismanotnan. We say that even if it's not the proper zman for Krishma, we're going to say later on in Amabez, Hakari mikan ve'elech lo hivsid ka'adma hakari b'torah. But let's say a person totally misses man Krishma altogether, it's mutter for him to say 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 in the afternoon, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Meaning even if you miss Krishma, you're allowed to say Krishma all day as opposed to by tefillah.
Himself would admit that it's a good idea to be like do the chum to prevent the problem.
Right. I mean, yeah, no, absolutely.
That's a big issue.
Yeah. Correct. So what this Rashi is pointing out is that the gears here must be chayavin because the rest of the day would be mutar. And here, dafka, when it's zman kriyishma, it's a lashon chiyuv as opposed to that it's mutar for you to say kriyishma. Okay, so the Gemara continues. Lo zil bavad amru. Yeah.
But maybe this is after the zman. Maybe it's still mutar. That Amud Beis is talking about after, let's say, 3 hours into the day.
Right.
So it's the Chatzos time, and I'm going to say Krishma now. So now, maybe this also during this Zman also, this is you miss Zman Krishma, but you still mutter to say it. You don't get the Chiv of Krishma Bismano, but you still have...
Right. Well, I think the Mishnah, though, is implying that this is sort of testing out the Shidur of Gamlio, namely Krishma until Amud HaShachar. They're coming to their father and saying, do we hold like you? Do we hold the Chacham? And then we're talking about that window that's spoken about in the Mishnah, right? So velozo bilvad amru. So Ella. So not. So the Rabbi Gamliel. I mean, it's not clear because if you look back on that original Mishnah, we have the sheet of Rabbi Gamliel, and then it says velozo bilvad amru. Ella. Anytime we have, a mitzvah for the night, really the mitzvah would go until the morning. The implication is that maybe that's going on the statement of Rabbi Gamliel as opposed to in the statement of the Chachamim. And that's something actually we pointed out when we did the mission originally, that Velozo Bilvad Amru is going back on the Chachamim as opposed to Rabbi Gamliel, but the Gemara is now going to clarify that. Velozo Bilvad Amru, Ella, Rabbi Gamliel, Mi Komer Ad Chatzos. Be that line, the Mishnah says, anytime we say Chatzos, really the mitzvot son is Achil Mun Shachar, but Rabbi Gamliel never said Chatzos, right? So, not only in this case does it say chatzos, but really every case where we say chatzos, the mitzvah in theory should be an all night mitzvah. So, so this is really what the way we read the Mishnah. I feel the Rabbanan dekamri chatzos, even the Rabbanan who say that you say kriyishma to chatzos, mitzvosa atriel matshachar, really, the mitzvah goes the entire night. So, hai deka omri at chatzos, hilaharchik adamin avera, right? Meaning, Rabbi Gamliel is not saying this from his own shita, he's saying this in the name of the Chachamim, and not only that, but every time the Chachamim say chatzos, really the mitzvah is the entire evening. So, Rabbi Gamliel is saying this in the name of the Chachamim. Okay, weiter. Heter chalavim ve'ivarim, mitzvos nashim amud ha-shachar. The burning of the fats by the carbon tamid, so that goes until amud ha-shachar. Ve'ilu achilas pesachim lo katani. Our Mishnah only says achilas kachim, right? Let's say kachikalim, and speaks about heter chalavim ve'ivarim. Hakim doesn't speak about achilas carbon pesach. The achilas carbon pesach you can do the entire night. Or minhi, we have a brayso that contradicts this, krishma, arvis, okay, like the Shita, let's say Rabbi Gamliel, or maybe the Chachamim, the Halel B'lei Pesachim, saying Halel all night on Pesach, V'achilas Pesach, mitzvot sanachi alam v'shachar. So there's a mitzvah the entire night. So how come Achilas Karim Pesach is not listed in our Mishnah? So the Noda Yehuda in the Sach, he points out, why are we only asking question about carbon Pesach, Hallel, also about Halel as well? So the Noda Yehuda points out that the mitzvah of Halel and Pesach is the mitzvah that relates to Achilas Karban Pesach, right? So therefore, it's not like it's. It would be obvious that whatever we would say about Achilas Karban Pesach, we would say that about Halel as well. Okay, mitzvos naashiel madashachar. So Amar Rav Yosef lo kasha. So really, it's not a kasha. Ha Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, ha Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah, which implies or says that the mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach is only until Chatzos, that is the shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. Rabbi Akiva, And the Mishnah that says, or the Braisa that says, that you can eat it until the morning is the position of Rabbi Akiva. Okay, and we're going to sort of unpack those two positions over the course of the rest of this Amud. The Tanya, the Braisa, says, V'achlu es habasar b'layla hazeh, that you eat the meat of the Karban Pesach on this night. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Nemar kan b'layla hazeh, v'nomar l'halon v'avarti b'eretz Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh, that I pass through Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh on this evening, malahalon ad chatzos. Just like over there, we're speaking about chatzos because we're speaking about the smiting down of the firstborn of the Mitzrayim. So afkan ad chatzos. So halayla hazeh is a gezeirah shava, telling us that achilas karban pesach can only be until chatzos. So Amar le Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva turns to Elazar ben Azariah and he says, "V'alo kvar nemar b'chipazon," that it connects the it says by Chilas Karban Pesach b'chipazon. So at shas chipazon, the implication would be that would go until the period of at shas chipazon. Okay, so take a look in Rashi over here. Shas chipazon, right in the middle of the amud, right? Shenech b'zul latzeis, v'haynu amud ha-shachar. When do they sort of sneak out to leave stealthily? That would have been by amud ha-shachar. So, kidiksev, lo seitzu ish mi pesach peso ad boker, right? So if we're going to say by karban pesach chipazon, that connects it to the actual leaving chipazon, which would be in the morning. So im kein, so if that's true, so matam alomar b'layla, so if that's true, that you can eat it until the boker, so why does it say by Chilas Karban Pesach b'layla? So yachol yehei nechol kekachim biyom. So one would have thought maybe that just like by kachim, that you can begin sort of eating it earlier, right? Okay, so
Erev Pesach we're talking about?
What's that? Yeah, by Karban Pesach.
So you start eating Erev Pesach.
Correct, because we do the Shechita of Karban Pesach during the day, yeah. Right? So you would have thought that maybe if we're doing the Shechita during the day, so therefore, take a look at Rashi, Yochel Yehet Nechal Keshar Kachim B'Yom, Shechitasu Kederach Toda, Sha'af Hizman Achilaso Yom Echad, V'Ocha V'Holech Kol Yom Shechitasu. Okay, that by, let's say, Karban Tamid, where you can eat the Karban Tamid until the nighttime, and you shech that carbon during the day, so you say, you know what, so you can start eating it earlier. You can start eating it if it's man shechita. So, v'alala boker kedinto, v'yom kervanu yechel. So you'd have thought that maybe, seeing that you can shech it during the day, so yachol yehei nechal kekachim b'yom, so you would think that maybe you can eat carbon Pesach during the day as well. Not sure what the hafmeet would be necessarily, right? I mean, what's the hafmeet to start eating carbon Pesach before the laila? Okay, so tamalomer belaila. That's why the Torah has to come and say belaila. Belaila hu nechav lo biyom. Okay, so therefore we have this position in Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Our Mishnah that seems to state that Karban Pesach is only until Chatzos goes like the position of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah as opposed to Rabbi Akiva the Braisa. We will just point out that this would seem to be unusual, right? I mean, normally, and the Chalokas and Rabbi Akiva, one of his chaverim, so then we would, we would normally pass on like Rabbi Akiva. I guess this is an issue of a pasach. We're just saying that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, as opposed to saying that we hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Just sort of throwing that out there. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So Bishlama, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Islik Zerishava, so Itzirich Lemichtav Le Hazeh. So he has Zerishava from Matas Bechoros of Laila Hazeh, Laila Hazeh, on this evening, right? So Ela Rabbi Akiva, Hai Hazeh, my Ovilai. Rabbi Akiva doesn't have that Gezerah Shava. Why does he need Halaila Hazeh? He needs a Laila to tell you only a Laila, but why Halaila Hazeh? So my Ovid Lay, right? What does he do with Halaila Hazeh? So Lemute Laila Acher Hudiasa. It's coming to exclude the following night, right? Meaning, in other words, we say that you can eat the Karban Pesach at night. What would then be? Okay, let's see what the Gemara says, but I'm a little confused about something. So my Avi Le Lemute Laila Akrahudasa. Sakadakamina Hoel Upesach Kachum Kalim Ushlomim Kachum Kalim. That Kar Pesach is just like Shlomim. Ma Shlomim Nechalin Lishne Yamim V'layla Echad. You begin to eat the carbon today, then you eat it at night, then you eat it the next day. A Pesach Nechal Shte Leilos B'makom Beis Yamim. You would think
when
that...
When would the second night be? Pesach night?
The second night would be Pesach.
Or in
Chutzar Zubi Correct, yeah. And Chutzar is to be the beginning of the second night, and Eretz Yisrael would be the Chomoy.
But in other words, the
problem with that is we understand the Hashva to Kachim Kalim and to Shlomim, but you can't even eat it during the day, right? Meaning, if you would say, okay, you can eat the Karim Pesach at night, then during the day, then maybe you have a habit you can say that you would have that second night as well, but you can't even eat it during the day itself, to let alone then think you can eat it at night. Okay, so I'm a little confused by that. So therefore, you might think that it's like shlamim. Therefore, necha shtei loylos b'makom beiz yamim vehi necha lebeiz leylos v'yom echad. So kamashlon b'layla hazeh. Now, only on this layla of the 15th. B'layla hazeh necha ve'inu necha b'layla akar. Okay, so Elazar ben Azariah. So how does Elazar ben Azariah then learn out that you don't get that second night, right? Because Rabbi Kiva has it from Laila Hazeh, but Elazar ben Azariah needs Halayla Hazeh to teach you only until Chatzos. So Milosa Siru at Boker Nafka. From the very fact that it says that you can't leave it over until the morning, tells you that you're not going to be able to eat it on that second night. Rabbi Kiva,
the second morning.
Yeah, exactly. Rabbi Kiva, Ime Hasam, if it's from the positive Milosa Siru, so have a mina my boker, so boker shoyni, as Avida says, you can't leave it over to the morning of the 16th. Okay? So Rabbi Elazar Amalcha, kol boker, boker rishon. No. We would never have that have mina that you can't leave it over for like the next day and a half or the next, 27 hours or so. It must be the morning of the 15th itself. Okay? So v'hani tonight, kahani tonight. This machlokus in Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Kiva is parallel to and aligns with this other machlokus tonight. D'tanya, shom tizvach es ha-pesach bi-erev kivo ha-shemesh. Moed Tzeischa Mitzrayim, you will there bring the Karim Pesach be'erev in the evening, Kivo HaShemesh, when it becomes nighttime, Moed Tzeischa Mitzrayim. Okay, so that would seem to imply that you can only eat it at night until Chatzos. Rabbi Ezer Omer, be'erev ata zoveach, yeah, you bring it as a karban, be'erev, meaning Erev, beforehand, still in the afternoon. Ukvo HaShemesh, and in the evening, Ata Ochel. Umoi Tezra Mitzrayim, Ata Sorif. Okay, meaning that's the first position. That when you actually are leaving Mitzrayim, which was the morning, then you do the Sreifa, because you can't have any Nosar. So that position, obviously, this position of Rabbi Elazar, is like the position of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Be'erev Ata Zoveach. Okay, one. You bring the Karban Pesach in the afternoon. Kivo HaShemesh, when it's evening, Ata Ochel. V'yad Matay Ata Ochel, when can you continue eating until? V'yad Matay Ata Ochel V'holech, Ad Moed Tzeischa Mitzrayim, you can eat all the way up until the time, or through the time, that they started leaving from Mitzrayim. So I remember Abba Hakol Modim Kishinig Alu Yisrael Mitzrayim Lo Nig Alu Ella Be'erev. When we say that everyone agrees that the initial Geula from Mitzrayim took place Be'erev. This, by the way, we had on the Gemara on the Aftal and Rebbe's of being Somech Geula L'Tfila. That we say that there's also the Indian of Somech Geula L'Tfila even at night because the Geula began at night. But according to the second opinion, because it's not a Geula Malyusa, that's not when the actual Geula took place, it's just the beginning, therefore there's no need to be Stomach Geula Tefillah, and we pass like the first position, although it is not as, I guess, serious as the Geula in the morning.
The Mechlokes, where you put Shema, close to the bed,
is it
the morning, or is between? It like...
Yeah. So if you look at Rashi over here, everyone agrees. So Hakol Modim, Rabbi Akiva Gufei, maybe Rabbi Akiva that says that you would eat the Karban Pesach until the morning, even he is Modesh Shehalayla Mechatzos Ve'elech Haisa Shasti Pazon. That from the night and Chatzos and on is a time of Chipazon. Everyone have like the bays over there? Shehalayla Mechatzos?
Yeah.
So if you look in the Hagos V'Tzionim, so it says, Shagu'ula mechatzos ve'elach haisa. which makes a lot more sense. Even Rabbi Akiva Gufei Moda Shagulah Mechatzos VeElo Chaisa Shas Kipazol Mitzrayim L'Shalchem Min Aretz. If you look back in that Tzion, it says V'Lifneinu in front of us is the Giras of the Maharshal. The Maharshal says that even Rabbi Akiva's Moda that Shahalayla Mechatzos VeElo Chaisa Shas Kipazol. I think the Girsa that is brought down in the Hagos Tzionim makes more sense than the Girsa of the Maharshal. But okay, but even Rabbi Akiva that says that you can eat until Shas Kipazon, which is later in the morning, agrees that the Geula actually began on the night beforehand. So let's look back at the Gemara. So Amar Be'Abba Kolmo the Mikushin Nig Alu Yisrael Mitzrayim Lo Nig Alu Ella. I'm sorry, I just got confused. Okay, where are we? Okay, Amar Yava, Komod Mishinigal Yisrael Mitzrayim, Lo Nigalu Ela Be'erev, that the Geula began at nighttime, Shinemar Hotziacha Hashem Lekach Mitzrayim Laila, that the Geula began then, Ugeshayatsu Lo Yatsu El Biyom, meaning that they began to get ready, that's when the Machas Bechoris was, they prepared themselves, they began to sort of get moving. Okay, so Shinemar Mimacharas HaPesach Yotzu B'nei Yisrael. Then the day after they brought the Karm Pesach is when B'nei Yisrael left, B'yad Ramah. Alma Nechlu, what's Machlokas about sort of whether it's Chatzos or the morning? So Al Shas Chipazon. They're sort of talking about the nature of Chipazon. Elazar ben Azariah Savar, my Chipazon, Chipazon de Mitzrayim. Speaking about sort of the stealthiness of Mitzrayim. Take a look at the Rashi of the last line. Makas v'chorim sh'al yodam nechpezu l'maher l'sholcham. They became sort of stealthily ready or prepared to send them at Chatzos. All right, so that is the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Rabbi Akiva Savar, my chipazon, chipazon d'Yisrael. Get back in Rashi. Lo shamu lehem latzeis ha-boker. They didn't sort of hear that Savada leave until the morning, and therefore these two positions of what chipazon is referring to is the machlokes about up until when you can eat Karban Pesach. Okay, so Tanina Mihachi Yotziach Hashem Lekech Mitzrayim Laila, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out at night, V'chiba Laila Yotzu V'halo Lo Yotzu Elo Biyom, Shinemar Mimacharas HaPesach, so Yotzu B'nei Yisrael B'yad Ramah, Elo Melanei Shehizchilo Lehem Geula Mibe'erev. So again, everyone agrees that the Geula started beforehand. The question is, what is the word Chipazon referring to? Is Chipazon referring to later on in the morning? Okay, that's what you can carve it. So then, is Chipazon referring to the Chipazon Mitzrayim, and therefore that's why it is until Chatzos. Okay, thank you.